Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the general manager of the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, Mark Forey, joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Elisa Cafferata and Dan Mason. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program Mark Forey. He's general manager of the Truckee Meadows Water Authority. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
You are somewhat the equivalent of the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, except in Northern Nevada.
That's correct.
It has been a stunning, not just winter, spring, but also last fall. I have a client, Job's Peak Weed Control, that made a fortune last year because every time people got rid of their weeds, it rained again, and the weeds grew back, and it just kept on going, and now it's continuing on. The forecast this week is to see some more thunderstorms coming up. And I come from a background of having done weather for 23 years, so I'm familiar with weather patterns over an extended period of time. It seems like we have had a good winter, not a great winter by comparison with previous years in the last 20 to 30 years. Where do we stand, and how do you gauge the drought? John James, who is the state climatologist, once told me that you know the drought is over when Lake Tahoe is full. And that seemed to be a good definition. We're still essentially 6 feet below the storage at Lake Tahoe. But what is the reason for that? Is the reason that the federal water master has to fulfill other obligations before he can allow Lake Tahoe to start filling up again?
Well, really the drought is the reason why Tahoe is so low. And today, Tahoe is about 3/4 of a foot above the natural rim. So we all know when Tahoe's below that natural rim, no water is flowing into the Truckee River at Tahoe City. But we have water over the rim now. We have some water flowing into the Truckee River. The level of Tahoe will get probably a little over 1 foot above the rim. So we, and your description is just right, we had a good snowpack year. It was not a great snowpack year. In a great snowpack year, we would be putting a lot more water in Lake Tahoe. The other reservoirs on the Truckee are in very good shape, though. We have several that will fill, and several of the smaller reservoirs that will fill and Stampede will be about half full, which is a huge improvement over last year.
Yeah, it seems in the past that if we had 3 to 5 foot snowfall episodes in a year, that that was a good year. That was where we were getting to where we had all the water we needed.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. It's been a while since we've had an average year. You know, after 4 years of really, really dismal snowpack, it's when it snowed this year, everyone thought, wow, there's a lot of snow, but it's, you know, just turned out being an average year.
But by comparison with last year, for example,
right,
it's been a terrific year. And
exactly.
So we're well ahead of where we were. Independence Lake, that one is the one that's not published in the newspapers. That's the main water supply, correct? Or one of the main water supplies for the Reno area.
That's our largest drought supply. And we hold that in reserve, and we don't use that unless we really need it. In fact, even last year, even over these last 4 years, we haven't had to tap Independence. That holds 17,500 acre feet, our largest drought reserve. And we were able to not have to tap that last year. So we really hold that for when we really needed an extreme drought.
And it's interesting, both Las Vegas and Reno have really put together remarkable drought storage. Las Vegas in the fact that they just keep reusing the same water over and over again. And in the north, it's just been the ability to store water and have groundwater that can be used in times of emergency.
That's right. We always optimize the use of Truckee River water when it's available. And even in really poor years like 2015, in the wintertime, there is excess water really in the river. So in the wintertime, we can inject treated surface water into the groundwater aquifer. And in fact, in 2015, we did more of that than we've ever done before, which is kind of ironic since it was the worst hydrology year that we've ever had. We actually put more water in the ground than we ever have.
But you, the ability to be able to do that is what is saving the area and giving you such an extended drought control that if we had a drought that went 7 or 8 years, that we would still be in fairly decent shape.
That's correct.
Nervous, but in fairly decent shape.
That's correct. And the Truckee River Operating Agreement that was implemented in December was really a game changer.
All right, let's talk about this because the first time I interviewed Harry Reid when he became a United States Senator was in the early 90s. And that was the beginning. And he was talking about the Truckee River Operating Agreement. It's going to be a great thing. It took from the early 90s to 2015 to get this thing done, which just shows you how long it takes to negotiate these kind of agreements. It makes some of the land deals that have taken 10, 15 years a joke by comparison.
That's right. He really started working on this in the late 80s that's when he first got the five of the major parties on the river together. And he convinced them, because there was a lot of litigation going on, a lot of fighting over the water, a lot of litigation, and he knew there was a better way, and he was able to convince five large water users on the system there's got to be a better way to do this, and that was the state of California, state of Nevada, Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe, the United States, and formerly Sierra Pacific Power Company, and now Truckee Meadows Water Authority. So he started that in the late 80s, and it took an awful long time for planning, negotiation, legal challenges to get to the point where we
implemented
it.
Endless legal challenges, yes. Until finally. Let's take a break, and we'll talk about some of the benefits that are coming out of that for Northern Nevada. We'll be right back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Forey. He is the general manager of the Truckee Meadows Water Authority. So we're talking about the Truckee River operating agreement. Now that it is all settled, what are the benefits to the Reno area? And it sounds like they're pretty amazing.
They are. It's really a game changer for the community. What TROA allows us to do is it allows water users to hold water back in reservoirs when they don't need it for their specific use and save it for later use when they really need it. The old regime was it required a pretty high flow rate at the state line pretty much all the time. Now we can hold some of that water back in upstream reservoirs. For municipal water supply, that's important because in the winter, we only have about one quarter of the demand that we do in the summer. So we can hold a portion of that water back in upstream reservoirs and save it for droughts. And we've never been able to do that before in the winter time. So it's really important.
And wasn't there an irony that it didn't matter how much water you saved in Reno, that water was just going to go back in the river and keep on flowing down? And a benefit, of course, to Matrai, which is a good thing, but it wasn't a benefit to Reno.
That's correct. With that old regime of high river flows that the state line required all the time, it was more than we could use at a particular time. So it was, yes, going downstream where we couldn't use it. So now we can hold some of that back, store it for later use during droughts.
And what about California? Does California have a lesser amount that they're taking out of Lake Tahoe?
That was another part of the Truckee River Operating Agreement where it set the bi-state allocation between Nevada and California. And Nevada gets the lion's share of the system, of the water in the system, of over 90%. So California does, as far as the Tahoe Basin, they take out a little more than Nevada. But for the rest of the system, Nevada gets the lion's share of the water.
One of the things that people are talking about a lot, obviously, is the tremendous amount of growth that is coming to the Reno area, not just for Reno, but also the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, all the way around. And I think that one of the things that people don't realize is that if a developer wants, and this has been going on for many, many years, if they want to have an acre foot of water for their development, they have to buy an acre and a half, and that half goes into storage, correct?
What happens right now with the acre foot and a half is when they develop in an area that does not return wastewater effluent to the river, that's when they need the extra half of an acre foot. But all developers, when they develop, need to bring water rights to the table. And that's what some people don't understand is that water was allocated on the river in the 1940s with the Ordage Decree because a lot of the area was irrigated in the Truckee Meadows. And so what's allowed the community to grow over the last several decades and continuing into the next several decades is conversion of those irrigation rights into municipal use.
Basically agricultural rights.
Correct.
So you're changing it from an agricultural system.
Right. No new water is being created. It's just a change in the use.
Okay. So when you see, just for example, you've got the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You've got three major projects going on in Reno now, or at least at the beginning phases. The Ranchera project, which is a mixed-use development. The Park Lane Mall project is apparently in escrow, which is another huge development. And then the $1.2 billion West 2nd Street development. People are turning around and saying, hey, last year you were asking us to cut back by 10% because of a drought. How are we going to supply water to all these folks?
Right, and what I just explained is how it's done. It's continued conversion of those agricultural rights into municipal use. So there's, again, no new water being developed in the system since the 1940s when it was originally allocated. So those developers all have to bring water rights to the table, or they can buy will-serve letters from will-serves from Truckee Meadows Water Authority, because we have also accumulated these water rights over time that are irrigation rights that will be converted to municipal use.
Okay, so, you know, what is the potential to continue growing with the water we have versus at some point having to look at importation plants, which we've done in the past, and now, you know, my goodness, it takes so long for those things to go through, but... Where are we now?
Right. With Truckee River Operating Agreement and with existing resources that we have and with our projected increase in population and increase in water demands over the next 20 years, we currently have enough resources to serve that growth over the next 20 years and beyond. And that's because of our great drought stories that we have that we talked about. And it's because of just a really good water supply that we have.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because it does take so long, and you're looking out 20 years, as mm-hmm. water providers have to, but looking out 30, 40 years, is it then that we start to look at water importation plans, and are there even plans on the table at this point?
There is a limit to the Truckee River supply. Truckee River Operating Agreement allows demand up to 119,000 acre feet. Right now we're around 70,000 acre feet, so there's quite a bit of room to grow there. But at some point in time, probably well into the future, that might be reached, that 119,000 acre feet. So in the coming years and maybe decade or two, we will be looking at whether we need to plan for new importation projects or not. At this point in time, for the next 20 years or beyond, we really don't need importation.
Okay, but do you have a map that says, okay, potentially 40 years from now, this would be where we're going to get the water from?
There are some basins located remote from Reno, that groundwater basins, where folks own water rights. They have projected projects that they could develop, sort of like the Fish Springs Ranch or the Honey, formerly called the Honey Lake Project. There are other projects like that out there. There's just not a need for them for quite a long, long time. And so those aren't really moving forward at this time.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And come back and see us again.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
There's nothing like a fresh tomato right off the vine. You can't get flavor like this from a store, so grow your own. It's easy with Greenhouse Garden Center. Right now, buy two plants and get one free. Choose from 64 varieties. It's Tomato Mania at Greenhouse Garden Center.
You wouldn't go to Reno Vulcanizing to become a Vulcan.
Are you sure?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For automotive service, see Reno Vulcanizing. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, see Northern Nevada Coin.
Now don't tell anyone. There, you have been vulcanized.
Baby, you're not going to go driving right now. You've had a drink.
Will you let go of me?
Give me the keys.
I'm calling the cops.
Turn around.
I'm being arrested for
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Put your hands behind your back. Unfortunately, you're arrested for domestic battery.
I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter. Have you been charged with a ridiculous domestic battery like this one? Besides the stigma and loss of rights, you're facing mandatory jail time. I've saved hundreds of people from outrageous domestic battery charges. It's what I do. What's your freedom worth?
There's nothing like a fresh tomato right off the vine. You can't get flavor like this from a store, so grow your own. It's easy with Greenhouse Garden Center. Right now, buy two plants and get one free. Choose from 64 varieties. It's Tomato Mania at Greenhouse Garden Center.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dan Mason is here. Mad Dog Mason, as he's known in the afternoons on News Talk 780 KOH. He's also the program director. And Elisa Cafferata is lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. So let's talk about those conventions.
Are we having fun yet or what?
Holy cow. You know, normally you would have thought the fight was going to be at the Republican. And not this time.
No, there's plenty to go around on both sides this time. And that's actually really unique, I think. But I'm enjoying it.
Well, of course you are.
Show prep's a lot easier these days for some reason.
Are your listeners riled up on both sides of this?
Well, I think
or all four sides of it?
I think they've gotten to a point now where they're almost immune. That nothing surprises anyone anymore. It's like, oh, there's another fight? Okay, fine.
And I think there was drama at the Republican convention, but it was not up to, you know, previous year's Republican scale, and compared to what the Democrats had going this weekend, last weekend it you know, just didn't rise to the level of news.
The attacks on Roberta Lange, not just from inside the state, but from outside the state, were stunning.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's very disappointing to see, and obviously Senator Reid tried to head it off with...
So did Senator Sanders.
Sort of peace talks letter, but it was a little bit too little and clearly too late, and, you know, it's just a case of when your campaign keeps saying, we still have a chance, so you should go in and fight for everything you can get. Then you sort of create these expectations.
Sue Loudon probably has some empathy for Roberta.
It was deja vu. We're closing the convention, even though you're not done.
Well, you know, Paris security is not exactly low level. And when they say, shut it down because we can't handle it, yeah. I mean, is that 5 minutes before they called Metro to come in?
The pictures of Metro lining the front of the stage, though, I mean, that's just not a good image for anybody, let's be honest.
to say the least. But now, seriously, though, you know, this is going to continue on into June.
Yeah.
You know, are you expecting to see violence on both sides here? Not only with Democrats versus Democrats, but now protesters against Trump.
Oh, I'm expecting it in Cleveland for sure. Based on what we've seen at Trump events, based on protesters being paid to be there, I don't think anybody believes that's going to stop. But now you have to start to wonder about the Bernie Sanders people, because they've been saying all along the fix is in. And, of course, that's true. It has been. So maybe we're going to see a little bit in Philadelphia, too. But that seems to be the way the political discourse is going now. Be loud, be obnoxious, and, you know, you've got to break the law. Fine, go ahead.
Well, shades of the 60s.
Yeah, shades of the 60s. And unfortunately, right. It's not a fix. It's just the rules. They're Byzantine. There's no doubt about it. They're bizarre and awkward. And we only do it every 4 years. And then you change the rules every 4 years based on what you're trying to prevent from the last election. So you don't want a Ron Paul. You don't want a whatever happened last time. You change the rules. You set up some kind of horrible circumstance.
I think more people are paying attention to the rules now, which may be a good or bad thing, depending on your perspective.
But I don't think there was anything dishonest or, you know, there wasn't anything illegal going on. Just people following, you know, bizarre rules. And so I think there's a real work for Bernie Sanders to do if he does not want to see, you know, those folks leave in anger and disgust because they feel like they haven't been hurt. Because they have been hurt. They've changed the debate. It hasn't happened on the Republican side. I think Donald Trump is just going to his own agenda, which is bizarre. But on the Democratic side, you certainly have changed what Hillary Clinton is talking about based on the Sanders people showing up. So they accomplished their mission.
But what the Ron Paulites did, for example, is they studied the rules,
mm-hmm.
and they used the rules to their best advantage, only to be defeated at the convention as they were.
Well, at least until the vote came in Tampa, then they threw the rules aside.
Right.
So But there are similarities between that, and I talked about this on my show yesterday, with what's going on with Bernie Sanders people and the Ron Paul people. There are a lot of similarities. They don't like the way the rules are being implemented, but as Elise said, the rules are the rules. There's nothing new here.
Okay, but I brought this up on the show several times now, which is that with Facebook and Twitter and the ability to communicate in all different manner now, that are we seeing the beginning of an Arab Spring in American politics, to where people are going to be so angry after this election, maybe even prior to the election, that you're going to see massive changes in the way that things are run, because the parties are not in control at this point in time?
Well, the parties definitely are not in control, and they're so busy fighting old wars and, using old rules that they really haven't adapted to the way people can talk to each other. I don't know that you see Arab Spring. I don't know that people stay engaged long enough to make a change in the party, because you can take over the party and you can change the rules. I mean, the Ron Paul folks have done that, and that's right. Who's running the party now. But when you get to November and it's, Trump and Clinton,
Presume?
It's, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
you got to have your say, and on you go. And
One thing we've learned for sure is the Tea Party folks really were nice people.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much, Dan. We'll see you on the radio. We'll be right back.
The Carpet Tender has earned your trust for all your cleaning needs. But did you know that for over 24 years, the Carpet Tender has been providing sales and installation of carpet and flooring as well? Our installers are employees, not independent workmen. Before selecting any company, call the Carpet Tender to compare price, service, and value. Flooring is a long-term investment. If you don't compare, you could lose.
At More Furniture for Less, Memorial Day starts right now with great savings in every furniture category. Get amazing buys on living rooms, incredible values on bedrooms, low prices on dining rooms. Plus, pay no interest for 5 full years from now. Yes, 5 years. So why wait for Memorial Day? Hurry to More Furniture for Less right now for beautiful furniture, big savings, and no interest financing for 5 full years from now.
If you like motorcycle rallies, welcome to Nevada's hottest and only burner. Rally on down to Winnemucca, May 27th through the 29th, and experience the Wild West's version of a real ride. 3 days of everything you'd want out of a biker event, and then some. And on Saturday, it's Burn Baby Burn. We'll see you in Winnemucca, you bike burners. Go to runamucca.com for information. Runamucca.com.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times, because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
Our next broadcast, legendary attorney Joe Gill. We'll see you later.